The idiom to walk a mile in someone else's shoes means before judging someone, you must understand their experiences, their challenges, their thought processes, etc. Before you judge a man or a person, put yourself in their place. In effect, it's a reminder to practice empathy. Now, Theodore Roosevelt said, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." You know, it's easy for us to get caught up in our day-to-day lives and to possibly lose our care and concern for each other, maybe possibly showing even disdain. You know, the Bible has many, many scriptures that warn us not to fall into this way of thinking. And it does become a way of thinking. It can become a default way of being. You know, we all have to be aware, and I'm sure we've all been in situations where we have judged someone too quickly. We have reacted rashly. We have said things that we regret. And the truth is that we are all human beings. We all have the tendency sometimes to act quickly, some more than others, like the Irish. I mean, did I say that? But in all relationships, if there is a relationship there, there should be patience and there should be regard. You know, James 1 and verse 20 tells us, "For the resentful or deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, the standard of behavior which he requires from us." How true that is. Continuing on in Galatians 5 and verse 14 to 16, it says, "For the whole law concerning human relationships is fulfilled in one precept. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, you shall have an unselfish concern for others and do things for their benefit." I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, so it's adding a little bit of words that you might not have in your Bible. Continuing on, "But if you bite and devour one another in bickering and strife, watch out that you, along with your entire fellowship, are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit, seeking its guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively and without regard for God and his precepts." You know, why is it that it is so easy to tear people down? It seems like it is easier at times to tear people down than it is to show kindness and to show care. Why is it so easy to allow anger to get in and to destroy the good that is within us? The scripture that we just read in Galatians, it tells us that this happens because we are not close enough to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11 says, "Therefore encourage and comfort one another and build up one another, just as you are doing." Hebrews 10 verse 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Philippians 2 and verse 2 to 4, "Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, love one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish and don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." And 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, "Try to do what is good for others, not just what is good for yourself." You know, all these scriptures are here for us to think about, to meditate on. And that's why we have the Bible in the first place, right? Because we're to be studying it. We're to be incorporating it into our lives. Something that I've been trying to do recently when reading the Bible is trying to put myself in the shoes of the individuals that we read about, the stories that are there for us. You know, what would it have been like to have been those people? What would it have been like to be Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt? Abraham being told to leave his country. Noah being told to build an ark that took him hundreds of years. I mean, think about that. We have limited time here as human beings now. Can't imagine working on the same project for hundreds of years, and yet he continued. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11, it starts by saying, "Now these things happened to them as an example and a warning to us. And they were written for our instruction, to admonish and to equip us, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let the one who thinks he stands firm, immune to temptation, being overconfident or self-righteous, take care that he does not fall into sin and condemnation. No temptation has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. But God is faithful, and he will not let us be tested beyond your ability." Continuing on, "But along with temptation, he will always provide the way out of it, so that you will be able to endure. Therefore, my beloved, run from anything that includes loving everything more than God, or participating in anything that leads to sin and enslaves the soul," otherwise idolatry. You know, our new booklet, The Ten Commandments, talks quite a lot about the third commandment, that is to have no other idols before God. And in reading through the first couple commandments, it's fascinating to see how each one builds upon each other. But it really comes down to the choice, how we choose to treat God and how we choose to treat our fellow man. Now, being a Christian is actually a definition of being Christ-like. That is, someone who is trying to become more like Christ while he was here on this earth. Perfect in all things. Temperate. Christ came to show us that it is possible to be perfect. Of course, he had the help from God to accomplish that. But this doesn't mean that he had an easy, peaceful life. Hebrews 4 and verse 15 says, "For we did not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels like to be human, because he was human, in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin." You know, he definitely walked a mile in our shoes, so to speak. He's the one we can go to when we are having troubles. But this is something that we can grow in if we are willing to. God doesn't automatically give us growth, yet he does give us opportunities for growth. It is important to God how we conduct ourselves in our regard to our relationships with him and with others.